We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It was election day yesterday in the city of New York, and judging from my social media feed and everyone with their I voted stickers, seems like it was a good turnout.
Yeah.
We'll see those numbers later, but some of the early results, incumbent Cheryl Denalfa was defeated yesterday by Monroe County Clerk Adam Bello in the race for Monroe County Executive. This was actually one of the closest races in the county. Bello ended up pulling away, winning by more than 5,400 votes in the end. Still, though, he won by an unofficial 51-49% margin.
That's super close.
Mm-hmm. This was the first term, by the way, for Denalfa as County Executive. She took over after being Monroe County Clerk, succeeding Maggie Brooks at the County Executive in 2015.
Okay, well, there's that. U.S. tried to estimate the impact of harmful childhood, and they can't rule out other factors such as like financial money problems and other things like that. But researchers say that stressful experience can affect how the body develops as a young child and lead them onto paths such as like smoking, drug use, and other unhealthy behaviors. So keep that in mind.
We weren't just voting on people yesterday in the election, also voting on some other things, including the Police Accountability Board that was passed with a overwhelming approval rate. So the unofficial voting results indicated that the referendum on the proposed board passed by more than a 3-1 margin, which is pretty big. You know, nearly 18,000 voters approved the measure, with just a little under 7,000 voters going against it. The proposal would amend the Rochester City Charter to authorize the creation of the Police Accountability Board. Now, what does that mean? It's going to consist of 9 unpaid Rochester residents, 1 appointed by the mayor, 8 appointed by the city council. 4 of the council's appointees will be nominated by a coalition of community organizations. And then here's the deal. So they'll have the power to independently investigate civilian complaints. They'll have subpoena information for investigations. They'll determine whether individual officers have committed misconduct. It'll also create disciplinary guidelines, which is an opportunity for input from the police chief, by the way. So there's still going to be kind of a communication there, obviously. And then if they do find an officer was, you know, committing misconduct, the chief of police would be required to impose discipline consistent with these guidelines. So this is a big change.
Wow. Yeah. Corey, are you a Harry Potter fan?
I wouldn't say fan. I've seen the movies.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan either, but I know a lot of people who are.
Potterheads are what they're called.
Potterheads.
Yeah.
And I think this could be a fun vacation idea for them. So the historical property used as the inspiration of Harry's childhood home in one of the first movies is now a magical bed and breakfast that you can stay overnight in.
Really?
Guests can rent out a bedroom and an ensuite with a private sitting room with, you know, a fireplace, a courtyard. It's all on Airbnb for you now. And it comes equipped with a full English breakfast and an enchanted dining room after your morning.
Do they give you an owl? Can I have a pet magical owl?
I don't know, Corey. I'll get in contact with Airbnb and ask that for you.
Sounds good.
I love this idea, but it brings up some questions that I have that I want to get into.
You've got questions about Harry Potter?
I don't know if it's about Harry Potter specifically, but we've been seeing a lot of these stories of, you know, renting out homes that were in TV shows, movies, have you.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Is this going to, like, wipe Disney out?
Wait, what?
Follow me here.
All right. You hang on to that thought. Okay. And we'll get into that in a second. I'm going to try to.
Okay.
A few things online as well to check out this morning at 98pxy.com. Jennifer Aniston just recently joined Instagram, basically broke it. And now Matthew McConaughey following suit. By the way, more mind-blowing than Matthew McConaughey joining Instagram. How about Matthew McConaughey is 50 years old?
Really?
Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why I thought he was younger. Just, I don't know.
50 years old.
Kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, that's really strange.
But if you want to follow him on Instagram, we've got the link for you there at 98pxy.com. Also, a man was stabbed to death over the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Yep, that's, we talked about that yesterday.
Upsetting. Very, very upsetting. I had it yesterday.
You did.
It was good. Please don't stab each other. I think that goes without saying.
Yeah. I don't know if that's it's worth it. I don't know if stabbing someone over anything's really worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no. Unless it's like defense of your family, maybe.
Right.
I'll give you that one. And then also, if you want to get into the holiday mood, I know there's a lot of people already just jumping past Thanksgiving, just thinking about all
jingle
the Christmas
bells,
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Jingle bells.
We all know what party cups are, but have you seen the hefty party cups that talk for you to use this holiday season?
I'm sorry, what?
All that and more. 98pxy.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.